You're listening to lgradio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Like so many of the vocal groups in the 50s and 60s, our first recording features a group formed whilst they were still at school. Fortunately for them, one of their school friends said they had an uncle who worked in the music business and that they should audition for him. So they auditioned for their classmate's uncle, who just happened to be none other than Motown founder Berry Gordy, who immediately signed the group, who by this time were calling themselves the Velvelettes, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, I want to believe.
Getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown here on lgradio.online with me, Leo Green. Well, listen, thank you so much for tuning in, and I do hope all is well with you. A couple of episodes ago, we heard from The Spinners, and I'm going to feature them again now with one of their other songs, which just about broke into the top 20 when it was released in 1970. It was produced and co-written by one of the foundations upon which the Motown sound and label was built upon, Stevie Wonder. He wrote this one with his first wife, the singer Sarita Wright, and it was recorded one sunny day of June 1970 in Detroit.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her, and then you throw it away.
Why do you use me? Try to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For some time, as a fool.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame. To speak with you, show your love so true, but you won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a, got to be a shame.
Why do
The Spinners here on LGRadio.online with a song written by the first Mr. and Mrs. Stevie Wonder, with assistance on songwriting duties, by the way, from Lee Garrett, who had also helped out on Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Time for one of the great B-sides of Motown, and I always think that maybe if the A-sides hadn't been so brilliant, the recordings featured on the B-sides may have enjoyed more attention. So the A-side that this appeared on was Heatwave, and although this never really troubled the top 10, it did reach number 16 for Martha Reeves and her Vandellas in 1963. Martha Reeves and her Vandellas here on LGRadio.online. Time now for what will probably be the only recording featured here on our In Love with Motown slot, which features me playing sax. This was from a movie soundtrack I was booked to play on, and of all the recordings I've been lucky enough to take part in, this one sticks in the mind because it presented me with the opportunity to meet and work closely with one of the most influential saxophone players of the last 50 years or so. Like so many others, I'd grown up listening to Clarence Clemons' huge roaring sax solos on Bruce Springsteen's records. And so when Lisa Stansfield called me to play on this recording of hers with Clarence, I was thrilled.
Voice off
Lisa Stansfield sings The Temptations here on In Love With Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Do let me know which songs you'd like me to include in this slot via the message board on the website, lgradio.online, or via the email, which is info@lgradio.online. Time to feature one of Motown's sets of brothers. Jimmy and David Ruffin had voices that, well, defined a moment in time. Whether it was David singing lead for The Temptations or Jimmy's gritty, heart-wrenching vocals on What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, it's impossible to imagine the Motown legacy without the input of these incredible brothers. There are one or two recordings of them singing together, which I'll try and include at some point, but for now, let's just hear the elder, Jimmy, who actually spent a couple of decades living in London, with his recording of one of Marvin Gaye's hits.
Said I ain't got time to think about money or what it can buy, and I ain't got time to sit down and wonder what makes a birdie fly.
Thinking about my baby.
Oh.
magnificent Jimmy Ruffin here on In Love With Motown, borrowing one of Marvin's hits. Time for one more, and it features another voice who fell in love with Motown's sound and artists. The song was one that had a stuttering start at Motown, originally recorded by Smokey Robinson. The Isley Brothers also had a crack at it, and the original attempt by Marvin Gaye didn't pass Berry Gordy's famous quality control meeting. Well, at least not in the first instance. Although we do associate Marvin with this song because he eventually did release it, it was actually Gladys Knight who enjoyed the initial success with it in 1967. So to finish today, a version from one of the army of artists who, like us at LG Radio, .online, remain in love with Motown. The next voice you hear will be Tina Turner's. Turner with Ike and his Rhythm Kings, concluding matters here on LGRadio.online, where we've been in love with Motown. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check the website out for details of all our shows, and you can also find out when this show is repeated again. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.